puppet me.
Can't finish a sentence around here.
Oh, whatever.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I never have that problem.
But the movie,
I don't know, I never get interrupted at all.
Give me more loving than I've ever had. Make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you.
Hello.
I love you.
I love you.
You make life special.
Oh, thank you, Sonny. You,
you
make life fun.
All right, let's play a game.
A game?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Stop me when you know what these things have in common.
Okay. I'm ready.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Giant.
Uh-huh.
Rebel Without a Cause.
Mm-hmm. Movies.
These are movies.
Okay.
Gunfight at the OK Corral.
Uh-huh.
From Hell to Texas.
Uh-huh.
Swiss Family Robinson.
Oh, okay. Well, that ruins that. They were all made in the 60s.
That's true.
What's his name? He died. James Dean. He wasn't in Swiss Family Robinson.
Let's see.
All right, do we have it? What are the rest of them?
Busy. It's Angie. Do you want to take it? Call her back. Okay. Okay, it's going to get a little more interesting. The Sons of Katie Elder.
I don't know what that is. Okay.
You don't know what that is?
Uh-uh.
It's a great John Wayne movie.
Oh.
Okay. Queen of Blood. You probably don't know that one either.
Okay, they're movies in the 60s.
The Trip. Cool Hand Luke.
They all have something to do with Clint Eastwood.
Hang 'em High? No.
They're not all Westerns.
No.
They were all made with the same producer.
Panic in the City, Head, Easy Rider, True Grit, The Last Movie.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go. It's going to start getting more interesting.
he died Rumble, from Easy Rider.
Rumblefish.
Rumblefish? Okay. What does this all have in common?
Blue Velvet.
I already told you, they're movies.
River's Edge.
They're movies from the 60s.
Blue Velvet, one from the 60s, made in 1986.
Oh, okay.
Hoosiers.
Uh-huh. It's a basketball movie.
Mm-hmm.
1986. Indiana.
Yep.
Uh-huh. I liked that movie. Went and saw it with my mom and dad on a Sunday afternoon.
Flashback. Flashback. Well, did you see that one?
Flashback?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. What was it?
Eye of the Storm. Sunset Heat. Boiling Point. Heat of Justice.
They all had Dennis Hopper in them.
That's true. You got it.
Is that really?
Yes.
Really? That's true?
Yes.
He died.
True Romance. Speed.
They all had Dennis Hopper in them.
Waterworld. The Blackout.
Yay, me. I rock.
The Black Dahlia.
Don't I get an award or prize or like some clapping or something?
Yes. Yay!
Thank you. You said I wouldn't know it.
And well, that's okay. You waited long enough to guess. I was running out. Okay, so yes, all of the and that did not include any of his TV appearances. Because he was in tons of TV shows. Bonanza, The Rifleman, Grain Zay Westerns,
mm-hmm.
Just tons and tons of TV shows back in the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Twilight Zone.
I'm surprised he could get, you know, clear-headed enough to be able to do them.
He was a great actor.
Yes, he was.
And he died.
Did he do it between,
he died,
you know,
Saturday.
Each hit he took a cocaine? Is that how it worked?
I think he was more into the hallucinogens.
Ah, okay.
He spent 10 years of his life in a mental institution.
10 years?
Mm-hmm.
10.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's collectively or in stints, but...
Wow.
He was found outside of Austin walking down the road naked at some point, and they put him in a mental institution. Said he was talking about about aliens and hiding from the Nazis or something.
Alrighty then. How old was he at that point?
I don't remember.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, yay me.
He's dead.
He is.
One of the greatest actors of our time.
Huh. You think?
If you take in all the decades that he produced, well, was so. In a hit film.
Yeah, he was in a lot of hit movies.
Mm-hmm. Played the bad guy in a lot of things.
Yeah, he had that, like, wasn't he in Speed?
Yeah.
Yeah, bad he was things, the bad guy in
bad
Speed.
Things.
Yeah. He always seemed to be evil.
He was a bad guy in Waterworld.
He was very evil.
Yeah. But he was the good guy in, like, True Romance and some other stuff. So. He was.
He was a rebel.
He was a rebel.
In what you call it? With James Dean.
James Dean Giant? He was with James Dean Giant.
Yeah, but he was also in the other one, wasn't he?
He was in Rebel Without a Cause, but that wasn't James Dean. That was.
That
was Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando, that's right.
No, wait. Rebel Without a Cause was James Dean. Marlon Brando was the wild one. Okay, everybody stop typing.
We got it figured out.
I corrected myself.
All right, it was James Dean.
Dennis Hopper was not in the wild one.
Thank you.
As far as I know.
James Dean was in Rebel Without a Cause.
Right. And Giant.
With what's her name? What's her name? That died and fell off the boat and died.
Ward?
What?
Was her name, last name Ward?
No, she was married to the guy in Heart to Heart.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
What was her name? Natalie.
Natalie Ward?
Wood.
Wood.
That
was close.
Wood. She fell off the boat and died. It was sad, very sad.
Oh, hey there.
Uh-huh.
Did y'all have a good memorial day?
We did. Thank you. It was very relaxing. How about you?
Oh, I spent it here with my goats. I started milking some of my goats.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I just let them free range with their young'uns.
Mm-hmm.
But goat milks, you know, they go on for a lot of money these days.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I decided to...
Better tap into that.
Yeah, get myself a cash crop going in goat milk.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know exactly
That's
what
That's not
they
a
use
cash
it for.
Crop.
I think they use it for cheese.
Goat milk?
Makes really good cheese.
Does it?
From what I understand, I don't make the cheese myself. I just sell the milk.
Well, that's good because I wouldn't buy it from you if you made it.
Well, that's just mean since I ain't selling it. There was no cause in you saying that. Now, listen.
So why'd you come in here?
Oh, I was just seeing how your Memorial Day weekend was. I was milking these. I never milked goats before. I've owned them, you know, for years, but I've never milked them. And I was milking this goat the other day, and I had a good rhythm going and everything, and a fly was flying around my head.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of, you know, pushed it away and everything, kept on milking the goat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed it flying around the goat's head.
Really?
And it went in his ear. Mm-hmm. Crawled right in his ear.
In the goat's ear?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
A few minutes later, right there in the bucket. Came out. One in one ear and out the other.
Oh!
Yeah, I had you going on that one, didn't I? Oh, yeah, she thought that was
Don't
funny.
You need to go?
Fine, good grief, I thought it. I'd say you got some sun.
I have, yes, I have.
You look a little tan.
I am tan.
I noticed Helen's got a mustache.
She does, from her goggles.
I asked her if she needed to shave, and she said no, that was from her goggles rubbing against her face.
Uh-huh, for 3 days straight.
Got a nice little pencil-thin mustache. Looks like a villain in an old silent movie.
It's sore, so.
Oh, is it sore?
Yes, it hurts her.
It's hurting her?
Mm-hmm.
Does it hurt her when she laughs?
No.
Okay,
it's
good,
just dry.
I like making her laugh.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, I got to get back to my goat.
Alrighty.
My goat milking and all. I also tried catfish milking, but that ain't worked out for me too well.
Mm.
Y'all need any catfish milk?
No.
I got about 3 gallons of it out there. I can't sell it.
No, I couldn't imagine you could.
All right. All right, well, I hope I can get rid of Fort Ruin. See y'all later. Catfish milk?
That's disgusting.
Okay.
Catfish milk.
Catfish milk. That's very interesting. Okay. Alrighty then is right. We got some calls we need to take care of.
You have a tan too.
I do have a tan too. Mm-hmm. Thank
but
you.
You're not as tan as me.
Thank you. There's no need to mock. Mocking is not
Which I find quite interesting because I wear 30 SPF sunscreen, okay? Yes. And I put it on religiously every hour so that I do not burn.
Okay.
I wear a hat and sunglasses so my face doesn't see the sun. Yet I'm still more tan than you. How does that work?
What do you mean you're more tan than me? Look how dark I am.
I'm more tan than you.
Okay. Oh, just barely.
Just barely. Barely.
Just barely.
And you go out there in the water and bake like a little lobster.
My shoulders are darker than anything you got going on.
It was lovely 3 days in the sun at the pool.
It was. We had a good time.
I enjoyed that. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It was very nice.
Let's see who this is.
Brad and Faith, Jose.
And yeah. Jose. Why are you sound down?
I'm calling in so to share my personal life. Heck, why not? Everybody's doing it nowadays. All the cool kids are doing it.
Oh, really?
Anyways, well, the reason I'm so tired and everything is because I got to start work at freaking 4 in the morning. So, right after I get married, I have to start work really early.
That's why you're so tired.
That's why you're tired, because you're not going to bed.
Because your wife's keeping you up to all hours of the night, and then you have to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Really early. And now I work over 12 hours every day. At least I'm not doing factory work, I guess.
That's true.
Yeah, it's really stinking awesome. Anyway, so I just got
into
it. It's really cool. I'm starting to watch The Office from the very beginning, the very first episode of the very first season. Hilarious. I know, Brad, you said it's one uncomfortable moment, but that comment, it's good as heck.
Okay, so, I'm glad you enjoy it.
Good. It's really awesome.
I like Modern, anyways, Modern Family.
Yeah, hope you guys are doing really good.
We are.
We are. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Get some rest there, Jose.
But you know what? He's too young to appreciate Modern Family. You have to be.
It's true.
You have to be pushing 40 or over 40 to really appreciate Modern Family.
That's true.
I mean, to get the jokes. And like I was telling somebody this joke.
Hello.
Who I always forget is 10 years younger. And I'm like, yeah, I held up the iPhone. And he goes, oh, yeah. Say anything. And he's like, good morning. Hello? No, the movie, Say Anything. How you doing? And the kid didn't. Yeah. And I'm telling this to my friend.
She doesn't get it either.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's completely lost. I'm like, you know what? Forget it. You don't know.
It's Ken from Honolulu.
Hello, Ken.
Hello, Ken.
I really enjoy the Groove Shark shows. Gosh, it sure is funny hearing you people talk about when you graduated. Brad.
Yes.
I think you said you graduated in 1986.
I did. The first time. I mean, yes, I did. You mean from high school? Uh-huh. Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. 1986, I was married, had two kids, and was getting ready to run for political office.
Well, so was I.
And then I think Amy, Walking in the Spirit,
yes.
Who I really love to hear when she calls, because she's just so bubbly.
She's bubbly.
It's just a pleasure to hear her talk.
Good.
But she said she graduated in 1996.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
Wow, I was already working on my third career by that time.
I was too.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
We have so much
I'm thankful that you're getting out of the, let's do the old-time Groove Shark stuff. That was just so long ago. Well, I certainly hope you guys have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Aloha.
Aloha. Vayas con Dios, which is aloha in Spanish. Oh, Skeeter Bart has a call. That's cool.
Oh, well, we're not playing that, though.
No.
Okay.
But she'll be happy to know that.
Yes, she will. Hey, I wonder if Ken is going to be able to see them do the tapings for the new Hawaii 5-0.
Ooh, that's a very good question.
Yes, that'd be fun. Faith and Brad, it's Amy walking
in
the
spirit.
Hey,
speaking of Amy walking in the spirit.
A podcast called The Act Formerly, and you were talking about airport security and going through airports and being patted down and whatnot. So it kind of reminded me of a funny story. When I was in college, I have always been at the airport. I just seem to be one of those quote-unquote random people who gets selected to be searched for whatever
reason. Because you're so bubbly and sweet.
But whatever. And so one Christmas, I kind of can understand why, but I was a college student, and so I decided that I wanted to go home for Christmas because I previously wasn't going to go home for that Christmas. Because of where I was located and just stay on campus.
Stick
and
to the point, so I got, stick to the point.
Got a last-minute ticket, a one-way ticket home.
Oops, sorry.
Because that's the only ticket that was available, and it was, like, super expensive, and it was for first class. And so I heard that oftentimes one of the key factors is if you get a like a one-way ticket, and then they also, I guess, apparently do it by age.
Seriously? Was the ticket blue or yellow?
So obviously I was a college student, and also my carry-on bag with a backpack. But I also brought my regular luggage onto, and I literally had everything, like all my clothes, like rolled up in my luggage, and everything was pretty much Tetrised and squished into my luggage.
Yes.
So that
did she say Tetrised?
Yes.
Well, I don't know what that means. Tetrised. Tetrised into.
Think about it.
Tethered.
No, Tetrised. You ever played Tetris?
I guess.
Okay.
Doesn't make any sense.
Everything was pushed into any place there was a hole, there was something in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't played Tetris in a long time.
Well, they did a luggage search and took everything out of my luggage.
Why would you use that in regular everyday language?
Okay, now we're getting to the point of the story.
Oh, okay.
She was at the airport, and they did a luggage search on her luggage.
Okay.
And they put everything back in. Obviously, they didn't roll it up very well. So my luggage, they could barely even get it closed. It was actually pretty funny because they were, it was just this big bulging thing, and they literally were like squishing it down and to just actually get the zipper closed. So
I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to refold that the way you found it.
If I get to my destination, my clothes are wrinkled, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble, sir.
Mm-hmm. I was really angry, but I tried not to show it.
Show it.
Because I was obviously...
They love it when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously being searched by security. But needless to say, when I opened up my bag when I got home, it was pretty... it was chaotic. So anyway, it's funny. That's kind of definitely one of my pet peeves with going to the airport. I, since then, I haven't been searched, of course, all the time. But it's interesting.
So you never told the story. Did they find the rolled-up joint that you had in the bottom of it or did not? I need to know.
How... They tend to choose people. I don't know how, but anyway.
Random.
So that was something interesting that I thought was funny. And anyway.
It's completely random, especially if you're black or Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Or, I mean, what's that? Like, Aramaic. Whatever.
Aramaic?
Yeah, I'm going with that.
It's a language.
Well, I'm enjoying the.
Not
podcast.
A people.
No, Aramaic.
Again.
No, like a language. Like it smells good.
Aromatic?
Yeah, that's it.
And as well, I'm enjoying the sister battle with Udana and her sister. And
I know. We see
Deanna,
we got in the middle of something over there,
Udana
didn't we?
And yes.
Diane in Spokane, and didn't know that she had another sister named Kelly, but that's pretty interesting that she... shared about Kelly too. Anyway, definitely enjoying the podcast and Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios, Miss Emma Walker and
So, Container Store is having a travel sale.
No, they're not.
I'm very excited because they're selling these really cool deals.
No,
they're on sale. You know, like so when you pack,
yes.
Amy will be very glad to know this. That you fold your clothes and you put them in these separate little they're like little pouches.
Containers.
No, they're pouches because they're soft.
You bought them at the Container Store. They're containers.
Well, but you put your clothes in and it keeps them from getting all wrinkled. And then you put all your shirts in one and then you zip it up and it's separate. And then you put your pants in one and it's got shoe bags for your luggage and everything. So then you don't have chaos in your suitcase. It's fantastic.
There's no chaos in your suitcase.
No, but I mean,
Your suitcase is completely Tetrised.
I don't really like that.
You don't like it because it made you feel stupid.
I don't know. I don't approve that they call it Tetrised.
You don't approve of that?
No.
That making up word? That makeup word?
I don't think that that's right. I think you should just put secured.
Kid just talking to us.
Yeah.
Stop listening to your first, Sleepers and Overplays Part 1. That's exactly what you called it.
We're on Part 5 now, kids. Catch up.
So, Brad, yes. Lord, I lift your name on high, but... That song is just overplayed, and I played bass guitar in the youth group.
No, you didn't. Don't lie.
For pretty much all throughout high school.
He didn't. I happen to have his bio right here.
Oh, okay.
Look,
what does it say?
says, kids did not play the bass in high school. See, look, look.
Most likely to be in the geek squad. Is that what it said in his yearbook?
It says, he played the tuba.
Tuba.
That's what it says here. The tuba. Poor Kidge. But, you know, tuba doesn't sound cool, so he's got to make it cool.
So yeah, they played the bass.
It is a bass horn.
And a little bit, there's a stretch that I played in an actual big church, too, at a small...
Did you play the tuba in big church?
How young are you that you call it big, big church? That's what Helen calls it, big church.
Big church.
You're just a baby.
You still go to big church. Big church.
You go to children's church.
You play the tuba.
The smaller church I was at.
What about, are we trying to drive people away?
I think so.
What's wrong with us? Do not call into the show. We're in a mood.
Anyway, yeah. Just playing that song followed immediately by that Waves of Mercy, Waves of Grace song.
Yes.
They're the exact same song with different words. They play to the exact same. Then again, most praise and worship songs have the same GCDC frickin'
ACDC.
You can't use frickin' in the same
frickin'
sentence.
Frickin' ACDC in the song!
They can't use frickin' ACDC in the same sentence as praise and worship.
Black! I want black! Can't lie, good to be back.
You can't do that. Oh, man.
Knocking me out with an American cross, yeah.
What? Which is correct. Which?
What?
Which is correct.
Oh, never mind.
Which is correct? Frickin' or friggin'? Which one do you prefer?
Well, freaking and friggin' mean two different things.
They do?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Well, of course.
Okay.
Freaking is like...
Not freaking. I said frickin'.
Oh, frickin'. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said freaking.
Frickin' and friggin' are the same thing. It's just different letters in the middle.
Because freaking is different.
No, freaking crazy. Yeah. That's just...
Because that means you're a freak.
Exactly.
You're being a freak. You're freaking.
You're freaking crazy.
But if you're friggin'... That means that you're friggin'.
That means that you're using that word instead of the bad word.
It means like you're chewing on a fig.
You're a fig chewer.
Chord progression thing. So it was, they're just so boring. And it was everything I could.
Is he still talking?
I could do to prevent myself from falling asleep on stage playing the same song multiple times.
You weren't on stage.
So I had to try to like play it.
He was playing the tuba.
Different ways.
Faith likes it when I say tuba.
Or like spice it up as much as possible. But yeah, that's just.
I just think you're playing
the tuba.
The
tuba's bigger than him.
Can somebody nails help me? I need to go to the restroom.
Sorry, Kitch, I really love you.
Sleep in the spit valve.
Keep a sleeping bag in the other end.
His college dorm is the tuba.
That was a really overplayed song. What you need to do, if you haven't read it, go look up Tim Hawking.
I love Tim Hawkins.
Oh, man.
Is it Hawkins or Hawking?
Hawkins.
Tim Hawking.
Hawkins.
Hawking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And he has a video on YouTube and Tangle and all that sort of stuff. About corporate worship songs. If you haven't seen it already,
I'll check that
out. He does a parody of Ford, I Lift Your Name on High. And he says, and so you just need to go watch it because that's awesome.
Okay. We'll do that.
I'm sorry, I keep leaving you long messages. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hello. Go clean his tuba.
It's Ken from Honolulu.
Oh, hello.
We've already heard Ken from Honolulu.
Oh.
Okay, and now for a break. Let's listen to some Kansas for a minute. I need to chill out after that. This is nice and relaxing, isn't it?
I close my eyes, trying to get some shut eye on this airplane ride. I start to dream, then I'm forced to wake up very suddenly. Someone broke a wind. I believe somebody broke a wind.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yes, Tim Hawkins is a genius. All right.
Oh, who's the guy who sings about Chick-fil-A?
That's Tim Hawkins.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Okay. Because I sang that on Sunday when we wanted to go to Chick-fil-A, and I started, what a dirty trick to play.
You shouldn't count on holiday weekends because it wasn't really a Sunday. It's like Monday was Sunday. They moved the Sabbath to Monday for one day.
It was very sad. April and I were very excited about having Chick-fil-A, and they weren't open.
What was that?
I don't know. Somebody hung up on us.
Somebody hung up on us.
It was rude.
Test, test.
Is that Carrie?
No. Test, test. I don't think that's testy.
Testy. Testy.
Very testy. Let's see what this is.
Test, test.
Again with the testing. Can we? What? That's just not.
How many are those?
There's two.
Oh. Why'd you keep playing it over and over again then?
I just played it twice. There were two of them.
Oh. Good grief.
I tried like five times to call you today, and I don't know what's going on, but it seems like it's fixed now. So this is Kitch. Hi there. I am driving through the country of northern Denton.
Didn't we just hear from him?
We did.
And anyway, I was listening to the next Sleepers and Awesome Stuff song. I don't remember what exactly it was called, but it was part two. And
yes, catch up. We're on part five.
You had you were playing John Wilkerson's stuff, and you were saying that his overplayed, that's what it was, overplayed
list. Come on, Tuba Boy, spit it out!
List was anything from DC Talk. Well, I'm not going to submit a list of songs just because I can't think of any sleepers, and my overplayed list would be anything from Switchfoot. Cause
well then,
if you like Switchfoot, but they overplayed them, then yeah, then that would be fine. You could submit three mm-hmm. Switchfoot songs. You're saying you're above submitting a list?
Apparently.
They're just overplayed. I mean,
he's going to take his tuba and go home.
But the thing is, I don't like them. So because they're overplayed, and I don't think I would likely like them otherwise. So yeah, anything from Switchfoot is overplayed. Anyway, so also, Irish jigs are awesome. I thoroughly enjoy
Irish
music.
Jigs.
I caught a lot of heat for making fun of the Irish songs.
Really?
I want you to know. And after all that heat, I have reconsidered my position.
You still don't like them.
Meh.
Meh.
One of the many songs out there that I do like, and the space girl will know what I'm talking about, but is Black Velvet Band by the Brobdingnagian Bards. Yeah,
if you don't submit it, I ain't playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything from Mark Gunn, anything that...
Is there a point to this call?
That's especially a geeky sort of thing.
Now they're just phoning them in!
Yep.
Like, there was one that was played on Snark Tank Radio for Middle Earth.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was all these different races of Lord of the Rings and that sort of stuff.
Yes.
That one's pretty good. There's also one about the mining ship Red Dwarf. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is in the British show, Red Dwarf?
Another
is that
really
what he's talking about?
Kids, so I'm going to hang out now.
All right. So, let's see what else we got.
Poor kids.
Let's take something from a different area code. I love Kidge. He's my favorite tuba player ever.
Hey, Brad and Faith.
Hey!
Some little squirrel outside was chattering excitedly, saying today's your anniversary. Of course, this is Tuesday, May 25th, when I called in. Not for sure when you'll play this call. It might be next month, but hey!
Hey!
Excited that you two are celebrating 10 years together.
Oh, thank
you. Thank you.
Emperor Flame, we wish you a happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We did. We had a wonderful anniversary. We've already talked about that, though, didn't we?
Yep.
Okay, I won't bore everybody with it then. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It was.
Christina.
Hey, Brad and Faith.
Hey.
I'm actually stopping doing my watering because I was listening to your show. And oh my gosh, the monkeys. Okay, who was singing that song was Mike Nesmith. He only sang like a couple of songs, and this was one of them.
That was Michael Nesmith.
Ah, there you go.
As opposed to Davy Jones.
Yes.
Who had a locker. It was a Hurt Locker.
A locker.
He had a Hurt Locker. And
hey, that's at the top of our Netflix list, by the way.
They sent it today. Yes, they did.
I thought we only got one, and we already have one. Did you send that one back?
Blood Diamond?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Sweet Young Thing and Aunt Something, whatever. Anyway, he did those couple of songs. And it's Mike Nesmith, Davy Jones, Mickey Dolan, and Peter Tork.
Peter Tork, as in Tork. As in,
I need some more torque.
As in, I don't care.
No. Peter York.
Peter York is somebody. He's a singer, too.
Screaming at Michelle iPhone. You probably didn't hear me because this is your anniversary, and I'm sure you're not really.
I did hear something slightly irritating coming from the northerly direction.
Mm-hmm.
Caring that I was screaming at my iPhone. But I thought I'd just call and let you know, please. York. Tork. And we actually met him, Jason and I, at a monkey concert. He's a very nice young man, or old man, because...
We saw the monkeys, too.
We did?
Yeah, me and you and Helen went to the zoo.
Uh-huh. They flung poop at us.
They did fling poop at us. Did they fling poop at you?
And he just survived some kind of cancer in his mouth. Okay? So, Mike Nesmith.
Mike Nesmith.
Mickey Dolenz was the drummer. Mike Nesmith played the bass. And he was also classically trained, as was Peter Tork. And his mother, Mike Nesmith's mother, invented light-up. And so he's pretty darn light-rich right now.
Okay, that was very interesting. So
it was very interesting.
It was Michael Nesmith's mother who invented poop throwing, evidently.
Good to know.
And Peter Tork, Peter Tork was a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's
in the monkey machine.
And that's what we learned today. On the Two Blind Squirrels show.
She didn't say goodbye.
Yeah, she's a asking deals.
Oh, I didn't hear her. Because you shut it off before she finished.
I did not cut her off.
So rude.
I did not.
So rude. You didn't. Cut everybody off.
Didn't. Didn't listen to the full thing about the Tork and the York and all that. Tork and poop at people.
Throwing poop.
All right, we got one final call in this show. Make it a good one, people. Make it a good one.
There's nothing there. Silent.
Dope.
Hi, Brad and Faith. It's Scott from Media PA.
Hello, Scott.
Scott from Media PA. The pressure is on you.
How you doing?
We're good.
I don't want any tuba talk or monkey flinging poop talk, okay? I'm going to flush you.
Well, I imagine you're doing very good because it's... It's just your anniversary, so happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I'm very disappointed that you didn't want to talk about Lost. So I want to let you know, just for that, I'm going to keep on listening. I'm going to keep on calling in occasionally. I'm going to keep recommending your show to other people whenever the opportunity arises.
Thank you.
So there.
Anyway, I'm so sorry. Please stop.
I'll talk about Lost with you,
Have
Scott.
Oh, hi, Dave. Yes.
Hi.
Bye. Oh, I love talking about Lost. The only problem is I can talk about Lost till I'm like, till you don't want to hear it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And most of you don't want to hear
it. And Lost is over. It's over. It's very sad.
It's very sad. I may watch the final episode again.
We saved it so we can watch it again.
I think
we will.
Yeah. Just to kind of watch
the closer should be starting pretty soon. At least
That's
we'll have
be
that.
Exciting. Yes.
Yes, but we have.
We still have Bones.
House is gone. I mean, it's over for the season.
You know, yeah.
And what? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And Modern Family is now over for the season.
But think about all the shows that are over for good. I mean, Lost, 24, American
Idol. We quit watching 24 after season 3 or 4.
I know, but it's over now. American Idol, Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy's not over.
Yeah, they jumped the shark with that last episode.
They did not.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't watch it. How do you know?
I totally
They did not.
Oh, they had a shark in a tank and they jumped it.
They did not jump a shark.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't watch it. You don't even know because you don't watch the show. You can't say anything about Grey's Anatomy. Nothing.
Enough to know. In fact, I heard on the radio that it's canceled, that they're not going to have it anymore.
It is not.
Yep.
You're such a liar. You're so full of it.
I hate that show.
You don't watch it. You don't get a say.
I hate that show. I hate the Brothers and Sisters show. I hate the Good Wife show. Perfect Wife, whatever it is.
What? I don't watch the Good Wife.
Ugh. I hate all those shows.
How do you even know? You don't never even seen them.
I've seen them.
You have not.
I've seen enough of them to know I don't like them.
But they did kill off Rob Lowe, and I was very upset about that.
Good for
you. On Brothers and Sisters.
He wanted to die.
I need me my Rob Lowe.
He wanted to die.
And I'm again, with this person who's younger than me, she said that...
Rob Lowe?
She said...
He's on Brothers and Sisters.
She said...
Sally
Rob
Field.
Lowe? Who's Rob Lowe? And I'm like...
Oh, who's Rob Lowe?
Are you kidding me?
It just hurts.
I loved him. Loved him.
Sally Field's only done one good thing in her entire life, and that was Smokey and the Bandit 1. That is all she's ever
done. Steel Magnolias.
No, she was horrible in that.
She was perfect in that role.
Horrible.
Perfect.
Horrible.
Perfect as that mother.
Julia Roberts was good in that. But I tell you who made that show, and that was Cagney and Lacey there. What was her name?
What?
Olympia Dolly
Dukakis.
Parton.
Dolly Parton, Parton, Olympia Dukakis, and what's her name? Dang it.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Like I said, Cagney and Lacey.
It's not Cagney and Lacey. That had no difference. No.
They made that movie.
Cagney and
if
Lacey.
It wasn't for
what
them
are you
two,
talking about?
If it wasn't for them two, they would. Dolly Parton was the highlight of that movie, and the crazy lady that next door with the multiple lives.
Oh, my God.
What was her name? Sissy Spacek. What was
no.
her name?
No! Oh, I'm gonna bust. The nerve.
What was the lady that lived next door that had
oh, my gosh.
She had like four or five lives. She used to be queen. She used to be
what
queen.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, she came out and said that she lived multiple times.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, not in the movie.
She used to be Queen Cleopatra or something.
Oh,
what was her name?
It left me. I can see her.
Sissy Spacek.
Oh, dang it.
Something like that.
No.
No, Sissy Spacek was the other one that was married to Clint Eastwood.
She's not.
I'm doing this on purpose. Okay. So that's all we got time for today. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to talk about Lost.
Mm-mm.
Or Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-mm. I might talk about Tori and Dean.
I may start watching The Fringe again.
The Fringe?
Yeah.
Well, we watched like half of the first season, didn't we?
Yeah, but then I think it got good because Leonard Nimoy started showing up. And anything with Spock on it, I'll check
Spock,
out.
Yeah, but he didn't show up until like two seasons later.
Yeah.
Because we watched that like on a Saturday afternoon.
But we had a lot of things going. I think we didn't drop it because we didn't like it. We just had a lot of things going at the time.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. We just quit watching it.
Yeah, we just quit.
Because we were TiVoing it in the bedroom rather than the living room, and we never watched anything in the bedroom because we always fell asleep.
You were falling asleep, and I was watching it, and you kept asking me to explain it to you, so I got tired of watching it.
I wake up and go, what happened?
What happened? What'd they do? Like, she went into this trance and saw another dimension. What, really?
Yeah. It's like trying to explain to somebody.
Just making stuff up.
Because you didn't really understand
I always make
it.
Stuff up when you ask me.
You
I
do
fell asleep.
Not.
What happened? Oh, well, you know, the sister was really the mom. Really? Yeah. I always make it way more interesting for you.
He told me a really lame story the other night. And I told him it was lame. And then I got yelled at for telling him it was lame after he was so sweet to tell me a story.
I told you a sweet story.
It was lame.
It was not lame. It was a sweet story about us.
It was lame. There was no action or adventure.
I never tell you any more stories.
That's what I got. It's exactly what I got. And then it was funny that I got laughing and I didn't put me to sleep. So I didn't even do the job.
I don't tell good
sleep
stories.
It was so lame that I couldn't even go to sleep because I had to help you. You know, the point was to tell a good story so I could fall asleep.
You know who's lame. See, 10 years. That's how long we've been in. 10 years. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Today, tonight, whenever you're listening to this. We hope that you had a wonderful week and a wonderful holiday weekend. Hopefully, we will be back here tomorrow night, maybe. Maybe, maybe. No promises. And then we got to go see Sam this weekend.
Yeah, we do.
And I got graduations, got all our cousins graduating, all our nieces and nephews graduating.
To give all the money away.
They want money, all of them. You know how many there are?
There's a lot.
They're all sending me requests for money.
Yeah. that's all an announcement is.
I want to go on student.
A graduation announcement is just a request
for
money.
What's the other one they're sending?
Oh, well, mission trip.
Yeah. The
fundraising letters.
Campus Crusades for Christ. It's a racket.
It's Campus Crusade for Christ is a racket.
It's a racket.
It's only a racket because you have four nephews who are going at the same time.
No kidding, man. It's like, come on.
And then a niece who went to Guatemala.
Here's a gift card to Starbucks. Get them everywhere.
I can go to one while you're in Thailand. It's your Starbucks gift card.
It's a racket, I'm telling you. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Miles Costello.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.